Police have launched an investigation into an online advertisement soliciting the purchase of a baby. And it was posted on Craigslist. Investigators with the Child Exploitation Squad, which sounds like the worst comic book superhero group ever.
It's time for a new breed of superheroes. Meet Amber Alert.
With my power, I can control the emotions of humans by tugging at their heartstrings whenever a blonde white girl goes missing.
Co-Adam.
Using my mind control abilities, I can organize a missing child search party within the confines of any area Sam's Club or Walmart Supercenter.
And the corpse of JonBenet Ramsey.
I can use my decaying body parts as projectile weapons. I can also sing and dance. 2, 3, 4. On the good ship, lollipop, it's a sweet trip to the candy store.
They are the Child Exploitation Squad.
Watch out for the evil Nambla Man.
Beautiful goddamn fucking cock.
Double rainbow all the way across the sky. Nigger clone.
Gaping hole.
I want to be an asshole.
It's like I'm walking on sunshine.
Yes, hey freaks, Timothy the James Hudson back here with you to kick off a new week of shows. Got a great podcast for you today. At the top of the program, I thought we'd introduce a new segment called Kids Corner. This is where very young children talk about me, Tim Henson. Let's take a listen.
Have you ever had a dream that you
spit it out, you stammering, stuttering moron.
You want Tim to do you so much you could do anything.
That's right. He said you want Tim to do you so much.
You do anything.
Just to have Tim do you so much. I am not a pedophile, but when children throw themselves at me like this constantly, what am I supposed to do?
You want Tim to do you so much you could do anything?
It's so very tempting. I gotta say thanks to Javier for sending that clip in. He posted it on my Facebook sheet, not my Twitter sheet.
Twitter sheet.
I will tell you this, though. If I were going to fuck a child, the reason why I would do it is because little girls' labias are so pink and beautiful. And, you know, as you get older, you lose that labia luster. But thank God for my new pink button. I think maybe we've talked about this on the show. But people have been emailing me the link again to it. Specifically, Patrick discovered this thing. So, Patrick, thank you very much for the link to mynewpinkbutton.com. My new pink button is a temporary dye. It's pussy paint, basically. Yes, it's a temporary dye to restore the youthful pink color back to your labia. There is no other product like it. Probably because there's not really a demand for the product. This patent-pending formula... I want to see that patent application. All right, this formula was designed by a female-certified paramedical esthetician after she discovered her own genital color loss. While looking online for a solution, she discovered... Just pinch it. Slap it around. Give it a nice rosy color. All right, where are we at here? Yeah. So, while looking online for a solution, she discovered thousands of other women asking the same question regarding their labia color loss. After countless searches revealing no... You know she tried nail polish on that thing. All right, after countless searches revealing no solution available and a discussion with her own gynecologist, she decided to create her own! Now there's a solution! And there's different colors and everything to match, you know, what your labia used to look like. There's my new pink button Ginger, Marilyn, Betty, and Audrey. Now, ginger will combine with darker skin tones to bring forth a real rosy tone. Meanwhile, Marilyn is the lightest of the labia colors. More of a dull pink. Betty, think of that favorite lipstick you wear for those dressy black tie affairs and think Betty. This shade blends with a woman's own skin tone to bring out that sexy hot pink I'm fired up look. And for you daring ladies out there, go with the Audrey. It's the deepest color in the labia paint series. Yeah, it's very dark, and it gives you a bold burgundy pink color. A burgundy labia? What? Perfect for everyone, really? And your own base color will determine the depth of the shade. Tonight, it's showtime! So there you go. That is my new pink button. You can purchase the labia dyes for $30, and fulfillment is done by Amazon.com. So there you go. Moving on now. Women who would most benefit from a new pink labia, or new pink button, whatever you want to call it, is, of course, bitches in the porn industry. I just happen to have a few clips here of some ladies who might enjoy painting their labia. The first one is a whore going down on a guy, doing what she does best, and that is deep-throating. Got some nice cock gagging audio here. This link, by the way, was sent in by TV listener David. So, David, thank you for thinking of me while you're, jerking off. I love the idea of guys, masturbating to porn and realizing, wait, this would be a good clip for Distorted View. Because then you think of me. And your boner goes away really quickly. I hope it does. Come on! You take that cock and you gag on it! Suck it, you whore! There we go. Beguile! Come on! There. That's what I like to hear. You get the idea. Let me just fast forward a little bit. I mean, this goes on for like 5 minutes. She's a real trooper. Boy. Can I just stop for a second? No. Okay. All right. That was just straight up sex, but I actually have a porn clip here with heart. It features a girl with a medical condition. Tackle some very real, very sensitive issues. The issue of Tourette's. Yes, it's Tourette's porn.
What's going on with you?
Let me set the scene here. This is the principal who has to talk to this girl because she's getting in trouble for her outbursts.
What's going on with you?
I have a syndrome. They don't believe me.
It's
I'm telling you, I can't fucking pissy shitty fuck.
Do me a favor, please refrain from any profanity in my office. This is like my sanctity.
It's the penis! Penis! Oh, the penis! I'm fucking pussy shit dick!
What?
I'm telling you.
This is not a laughing matter.
I'm not trying to laugh. They're telling me the same thing. It's a syndrome. The doctors told me.
15th time you've been sent down to my office. You've been disrupting class. What's going on with you? You can't control your mouth.
No, I can't.
It's a syndrome.
Well, you better learn how.
How? It's a syndrome.
It's a syndrome.
It's a syndrome.
Ask the doctors.
Are you talking about Tourette's?
Are you talking about Tourette's?
I think that's what he said.
I just know it's a syndrome.
Okay, this group.
They do come up with a good solution for the problem. I'm sure you can guess what that is. The principal jamming his cock down the bitch's throat. But let's take a listen to a little more of the dialogue here.
What medication? There's medication for this. Fucking penises everywhere! Penis! Fuck me!
Alright, you know what?
You think I like that? You think I like screaming penis in the hallway, principal? No.
I don't know, but you know what? I've noticed that you've been saying a lot of the same words here.
Yeah, a lot of penis, a lot of fuck me's.
Ah, doctor said something about that too.
Okay, and what was that?
It's whatever is like bothering me on my mind. It's been on my mind for a long time. It just comes out, okay?
It's been on your mind.
This is where they start to take some liberties with Tourette's syndrome.
What exactly has been on your mind?
Penis, okay? Fuck me! Fuck!
Like Timmy from South Park.
Okay.
Timmer!
Right.
So, what did the doctor tell you?
Oh,
you, excuse me?
What? Grab? Fucking penis! Fucking chicks! Sorry, sorry.
Alright, she grabbed his penis, but what I find interesting is the part where she actually is talking to the director of the port. Am I supposed to grab his penis now?
You okay?
Listen very closely.
Alright. So, what did the doctor tell you?
Yes.
Excuse me?
What?
Again, I say the guy in this porn clip is the professional here. He's always saving the scene from this bitch's screw-ups. First she was laughing, then she's talking to the director. Am I supposed to grab his penis now?
So, what did the doctor tell you?
Oh, I'm supposed to grab.
Excuse me?
What? Grab? Fucking penis! Fucking chicks! Sorry. Spasma.
Oh, she's awful. Let's wrap up this clip here.
All right, so what can we do for this situation here?
Doctors say that if I just act on it, then it'll reduce my outbreaks.
Really?
Yeah.
So, I'll tell you what. Let's take care of that for today.
And out comes the penis.
Because I'm always willing to help out my students.
He's a problem solver. Ting! So there you go, some Tourette's porn. Switching gears now to just some horrible music. DV listener, longtime friend, Bud Fudge Sunday creator, and all around asshole, Corey. Yes, I don't know. I didn't know how to end that, but he's an asshole. You have to be a listener of this program. Corey sent in a great new song. This is called Pussy Tease, all right?
Pussy galore.
Hey, you don't want to fuck you. You know when I put my tongue in your ass. Stop bullshitting.
Pussy tease, nigga, please. Tell me about how you can do me right. Think you can get your dick up this pussy so tight. Kissing and touching, I felt your dick up my thigh.
Oh,
eased up my ass inside my, oh my. Pussy tease, nigga, please. Talking about how this pussy you can appease. Touching your cock and watch my chest heave. My pussy was wetter than you could ever believe. I took your hand and I eased it between my pearls so you could feel my crotch cream, all that love juice. I see the smile keep on your face and I wanted to slap the grin back in its place. Because I know you were playing mind games, leaving me to deal with the tension of this pussy intertwined. Fuck. Pussy tease, nigga, please. Won't even let me feel your cock breeze. To feel the heat between your leg. Like
cock breeze?
You wanted this ornate diva to beg. So I took my fingers and found my way to the eat. So you have no idea how I...
Is that like when you're slapping a bitch's mouth, you know, across the face with your dick, and like the air that your penis is creating is like a breeze?
To put it on you so sweet. I knew it must have been all the talk of sex. That got your mind and cock ready to put it to the test. But then you realize I wasn't playing hard to get. And I saw your forehead bust out in a sweat.
Yeah.
Pussy tease, nigga, please.
Okay,
don't
play
with my needs to quench my desires. Unless you're willing to help subdue the fires. You can't touch a sister, get me horny as hell. And then they tell me wrong time,
I can't stop listening to this.
And when it's right, we'll be able to tell. Nigga.
Okay, all right. Nigga, please. Finally today, the bloody queef sent me a Linda Finkel Hall of Fame nominee. This is, according to him, some fat white dude from some back-ass town. And this kid is, like, white and fat, and I'm pretty sure he's retarded. Now, his backup singers are a combination of some white kids and black dudes. I don't know why the black guys are participating. I think maybe they feel bad for this kid because he is retarded. I don't know if this is a Make-A-Wish scenario or what. Terminal or something. Here we go. They're dancing on railroad tracks.
Work, curve, curve, choo-choo. Curve, curve, choo-choo.
I guess his name is Kurt. The song is called Locomotive Kurt.
Welcome to my head of Sonar. We got the black and whites rolling up in my head. Rolling up in our Lincoln Continentals.
Yeah, but
sitting on dirty twos with the suicidals.
Windows tinted girls.
I don't know a lot of rap songs that reference Lincoln Continentals.
Coming out like liquor.
It's Locomotive Kurt.
Yeah. take a pic.
The only car that's been referenced fewer times in rap songs, I believe, is the Buick LeSabre.
Louis Vuitton pattern.
Swagger.
Maybe a Toyota Tercel. Rolling up in my Tercel. What club are you leaving? You're like 13.
Excuse me,
Treehouse or something?
It's Local Motors Kurt. It's Local Motors Kurt. It's Local Motors Kurt. Living Local Motors Kurt. Do it work, do it work. It's Local Motors Kurt. Choo choo out my way. It's Local Motors Kurt. Kurt.
Choo choo out my way. It's Locomotive Kurt. That's right. You heard those lyrics right. Pretty much the whole song, but at the end we find out the names of all of the guys. There's like a picture of them. So one of the black guys is Jerky Love. Then of course there's Fat Bitch Tits McGee, who's Locomotive Kurt. Some guy named Jimbo Slice, and finally the last black guy is Lil Smooth, not to be confused with Lil Showstopper.
Hey, what up, y'all? This your girl Lil J, and this little girl right here is getting bell body. So if you got anything to say to me, you can say it to my motherfucking face, or send me a or hit me up on my motherfucking MySpace.
Choo choo.
I did, and this little bitch right here will fucking kill your ass, nigga.
That's right.
So if you have anything to say, you can say
to
it to me.
Kurt choo choo.
And if you want to bump, let's go, cause I ain't scared of your motherfucking ass. I did.
Oh, all right. Thank you. Showstopper. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Yes, real quick, before we get into the news, I've got to say happy birthday to Cheryl Murkowski.
I need ass play.
Yes, we all do. I hope you get some for your birthday.
I need ass play.
Everyone go on to her Facebook page and wish her a happy birthday. Better yet, send her an Amazon.com gift card. She loves those. Cheryl at whorehole.org. She made me do that. I mean, I was going to do it anyways, but she encouraged me to send her some Amazon cash. I love when Cheryl used to read those Craigslist ads for us. And my favorite, I'd find these just disgusting, raunchy personal ads, and I'd make Cheryl read them. And my favorite was when I could make Cheryl crack when she would read these and start laughing because they're so fucking ridiculous. Here is one of those ads.
Sling action Pacific lights. Super horned up to put my sling up and display my swollen man cunt for a top dude with a massive rod. 5'9", 180 pound, hairy chest, shaved head, wasm, deep, hungry, raw, fuckhole. BB only. Want you to split my hole wide open. Really get that fucker gaping.
Oh.
And then drop a creamy...
Let's listen to that again.
Want you to split my hole wide open. Really get that fucker gaping. And then drop a creamy nut load deep inside. All ages welcome to take a crack at it, but you gotta be sporting.
Take a crack at my swollen
greater
man
than
cunt.
8 inch of cork. Only axe picks get a reply.
Thank you, Cheryl, and happy birthday. If you're not yet Sideshow Freak, sign up right now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Tomorrow's program will be an extended one. So Sideshow Freaks will get about 10 to 15 minutes of bonus content. So sign up right now so you don't miss a thing. Three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, if you notice today's album artwork, you probably have a feeling that it has something to do with a news story, and you're right. Jewish groups are blasting Foreskin Man over anti-Semitic images on circumcision. Yes, Foreskin Man is a comic book where our hero fights circumcision advocates? I don't know. I haven't actually read Foreskin Man. Yes, a politically motivated comic book pitting a blonde superhero called Foreskin Man against a sinister-looking monster Moyle is causing a serious flap in California. Moyles, by the way, are the Jewish dudes who actually perform circumcision. The colorful series was created by the intactivist, because they want to keep your penis intact. I get it. Intactivist group MGMBill.org as part of its campaign to ban circumcision through ballot initiatives. The Anti-Defamation League is blasting it as overtly anti-Semitic. Foreskin Man, with its grotesque anti-Semitic imagery and themes, reaches a new low and is disrespectful and deeply offensive, says Nancy J. Apple, ADL Associate Regional Director. The online series, oh, we can read it online, great. I'll try to provide a link to that on the show notes today, maybe on my Twitter sheet. Yes, the online series portrays a menacing-looking moyle, someone specially trained to perform the traditional Jewish circumcision ceremony, waving bloody scissors over a screaming baby laid out on a pool table. Do Jewish people own pool tables? Apple said the imagery invokes the age-old anti-Semitic canards, such as the blood libel, the accusation that the Jews ritually murder Christian children. Matthew Hess, the president of MGM Bill and the series creator, did not immediately return an email seeking comment. His San Diego-based group has an anti-circumcision measure on the ballot in San Francisco's next election. Quote, we would have hoped that those backing the anti-circumcision effort in San Francisco would know better than to use this type of anti-Semitic imagery to advance their cause, Apple said. No matter what one's personal opinions of male circumcision, it is irresponsible to use stereotypical caricatures of religious Jews to promote the anti-circumcision agenda. So there you go. And furthermore, uncut penises just look weird, and they smell, and collect cheese. I could go on and on. I'm going to create my own comic book. Captain Mushroom Head, coming soon. He's going to team up with Laser Man. All right, to fight the evil Gorgon. Those of you sideshow freaks know what I'm talking about. Laser Man comics from Tim Henson's childhood. I have no talent whatsoever when it comes to drawing or telling a story, apparently. All right, second story we have for you today. This one is a DV update. A Holloman Air Force Base mother has been sentenced to 25 years in prison for spending hours online playing World of Warcraft until late in the night as her young daughter withered away from malnutrition and dehydration. Rebecca Colleen Christie, 28, who was convicted of second-degree murder and child abandonment in November 2009, was sentenced May 23rd in federal court. She will be required to serve 4 years of supervised release after prison. Christie's ex-husband, U.S. Air Force Sergeant Derek Wolf, who pleaded guilty to child neglect, he was a World of Warcraft nerd too, will be sentenced June 15th. He faces up to 3 years in prison and 1 year of supervised release. In a plea agreement, Wolf admitted neglecting his daughter's health and not adequately monitoring her medical and nutritional needs, despite knowing that the child had health problems and special nutritional needs. Their child, 3.5-year-old Brandy Wolf, had gained just 1 pound in the last year of her life and weighed 23 pounds when Christie called 911 to report her daughter was limp and unconscious. Derek Wolf had left on temporary military duty 9 days earlier. God! Pissed off he had to leave his World of Warcraft game. But had expressed reservations about his wife's ability to take care of the child. Her older daughter had already been placed with Christie's parents. From noon to 3 a.m., the month the little girl died, the computer showed continuous activity as her mother chatted online with friends. Not real friends, mind you. These friends were from the online fantasy role-playing game World of Warcraft. Less than an hour before Brandy Wolf was found dead, her ribs prominent, her teeth appearing black and decayed, her mother was online, doing just that. Wolf told an FBI agent he would regularly come home from work and find his daughter with her water glass empty because his wife was busy playing on the computer. There appeared to be so little to eat in the home with its overflowing litter box and pervasive smell of cat urine that the child would eat cat food. Jesus Christ. And in searching the home after the death, police found no Pediasure, something a doctor a year prior had prescribed the child to take 5 times a day due to digestive problems and frequent diarrhea. At a sentencing hearing in mid... To be honest, that kid seemed like she was a lot of work. I would have given up too. Just have another one that's not defective. Can feed itself, for Christ's sakes. Just keep trying. At a sentencing hearing in mid-May, Christie didn't ask U.S. District Judge Robert Brack for mercy, instead sobbing and telling him in between tears how sorry she was. I'll never get to see her grown up. That weighs on my heart. I'll never get to see her at level 75. That was my little girl, Christie said slowly with difficulty, her shoulders hunched, her chains on her wrists shaking. She went on, not seeing what she needed. Well, you did see what she needed. You just chose to ignore it. Stupid nerdy twat. All right, she says, not seeing what she needed, I'll live with that for eternity. There's nothing more that I want than to have her back with me, but I can't have her back. Even if she did magically come back to life, there's no way you could ever have her. You're such an unfit parent. And even now, I can't talk to my older daughter. It was my responsibility to take care of her, and I failed her, and I am sorry. So there you go. It's a DB update for you. And finally today, this is a strange one. I've never read anything quite like this on the show. Three people were left in a trance after a hypnotist knocked himself out during a show. Entertainer David Days was performing to a crowd at the Royal Manor Theatre over there in England on Friday night when he tripped over an audience member's leg. He was in the middle of bringing people out of a trance at the end of a show. The audience was asked to leave the theatre, but they initially thought the commotion was all part of the act and applauded. Dumb audience. They finally left while three people on stage remained asleep. Says one of the victims, now whenever I see someone wearing red shoes, I piss myself and I can't stop. Another victim, this one a woman, cries and screams uncontrollably at the sight of babies. She believes that every toddler is her own and the person holding the baby is trying to steal it from her. I'm just kidding, I made those up. The story would be way more entertaining, though, if this were true, right? All right, luckily Mr. Days, 37, came around after a few minutes and recovered enough to bring the three participants out of their hypnotic state. Mr. Days, who performs magic in hypnotist shows around the area, was shunning the limelight today. His manager, Tara Nick, said he was fine, although the experience had damaged his ego a bit. He just tripped. It's not that big of a deal. Bruised his ego.
Are you a submissive young slut?
That's a little embarrassing. All right, that, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of charge. All right, Freak, speak to me, please.
Hey, Tim, this is Terry from La Habra. Alexis was right. It is possible to get fecal matter from your mouth.
How?
It's not from constipation, though, but if you have a serious obstruction of the bowel, you could start something called fecal vomiting. It is possible.
Is that a medical term, fecal vomiting? Really? I'm going to have to look that up.
Something called fecal vomiting. It is possible.
I would like someone to send me some articles or something that would support this. I mean, it's great that you call in and say, yes, Tim, you can shit from the mouth, or no, Tim, it's not medically possible. But I would like some facts. So, you know, some medical journal or something. Someone has got to have done a study on that, please. Come on.
Hey, Tim. I guess you ought to get this over with as soon as possible. Did you know poutine was in an episode of South Park?
Yes, I mentioned that last week. I was watching it as it aired, and I was very surprised to see them talking about poutine, which was French fries and gravy. Sounds disgusting, but it's delicious.
Hey, Timmy Boo. This is Lamort. I was just calling to say that was truly a shitty fucking story. Anyway, for a sex-tastic Tuesday. Don't you think, like, at the end of that story, that instead of the dog wandering off, he should have, like, woken up to his parents coming home? That would have been far better. Anyway, keep up the great work. Love your show.
Dog shit and cum and everything on the floor. What have you been doing in here?
Hey, Tim. It's Alex.
Hi, Alex.
Today is... Hold on. Well, today is... May 20-something or other, I don't remember the exact date, but the Wednesday. Well, it's a Wednesday night going into Thursday morning, but I'm just calling in to say that your podcast and a few other podcasts out there are really the things that have kept me going through each day, even when I'm feeling alone,
that's right,
depressed, or
it's
sad.
View. It's a lifesaver.
I know you don't like hearing this kind of whining bullshit, but...
No, it's great.
Really.
I love hearing about how wonderful I am and how I saved your life.
You're doing a service for me. You really are still making me happy and still making me smile, man. And also, if you need someone to interview, like, for any other weird fetish, like, I don't know, tranny shit, furry shit, or anything like that, you can... Contact me if you really want to. I'm a member of the Sideshow.
Wait a second. Are you a tranny? Are you a furry tranny? Like, what do you mean, contact you? What exactly are you into? Please email me. Explain yourself.
I indulge myself in the furry fandom. I'm an artist.
To the tranny
I don't wear a fucking fursuit. I don't even understand those things. All right. Talk to me if you really need to, Tim. All right, bye.
Oh, I will. If I need to, I will.
Tim, this is the Chuckle in North Dakota. Say, in your guess the who's driving the Cadillac,
right.
You've game. Also got to add white boys who think they're black.
Because
in my area, you can guarantee...
Funny you should mention that. I just remembered that when I worked at America Online, back in the early 2000s when they had a call center or something in Columbus... some kid that I was working with was extremely white and extremely black acting, and he drove around in a Cadillac. I drove around with him.
Hey, Tim, this is Doc from
Picked
the most fucked
bitches.
Up state, Florida. I'm just wondering, how many listeners out there are band geeks? Because band geeks come up with the most crazy shit through Bandcamp and everything else. So... I have a question out for all the listeners.
Explain
if you're a band
yourself.
Geek,
give me an example of some of the weird shit you band geeks have come up with.
Hey, Tim.
You know
hey, Pete. It's your Jewish sideshow member from Florida, and I'm calling to ask one question. Tim, what in the fuck do you jerk off to? I'm really curious about this. What do you seriously
mostly
jerk off to?
German titty vacuum pump porn. I love to see vacuum pumps on nipples.
Hey, Tim. Sideshow member Squeaky here.
Hi, Squeaky.
I was just thinking. I live in Canada, right? And I've noticed something. You can pretty much count all of the black people in Canada on one hand, pretty much. And I was thinking, I have a theory why we don't see many black people up here. I live in Vancouver, which is not very far from the border. It's kind of like Seattle if it was a lot less of a shithole.
Okay.
And I was thinking, maybe black people, like they can't regulate their temperature properly. That's why, you know, they live in Africa, right, originally? And
yeah.
When it gets cold up here, like it does, they freeze and die. So maybe black people are cold-blooded. What do you think, Tim?
What?
All right.
You're saying that when it gets cold out, black people die because of the weather. Are they the homeless, maybe?
Hey, Boo, did your mom spank you growing up? Did your sister, you know? Did you spank each other?
No, my dad was a firm believer in the belt, though. And my mom did slap me across the face once because I told her to shut up or I called her a bitch or something. And she slapped me, but that was the only time. That is all the time we have on this. Remind me to bring that up next time I call mom on the phone. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. It's an oh God.
You want Tim to do you so much you could do anything?
That's my new boyfriend. Spread the distortion, tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. I leave you now with the Cheryl Murkowski / Corey Classique smoker face. We'll see you back tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
Look at me, God damn, I'm gorgeous. But my face is all wrinkled like a dried apricot.
You wanna smoke 'em, but it gives you heart disease. Your body reeks like you shit some nicotine.
I love it.
Your face looks like it had a little too much sun. Your face is looking wrinkled like my scrotum.
Ooh.
Let your coworkers make you smoke outside. Let your face looks like it got deep fried. You have got a very wrinkly smoker face.
Yellow skin and barely breathing.
You have got a very wrinkly smoker face.
Yellow skin and barely breathing.
That's a smoker face. That's a smoker face.
I see you're missing teeth when you have a big laugh.
Yes.
Your skin is leathery like E.T. took a bath.
Ooh.
You're fun at parties cause you constantly gag. And your lungs are looking black like a colostomy bag.
Whoa.
You'll even use your neck hole to smoke.
Whoa.
Your face is melted. like on Indiana Jones. You have got a very wrinkly smoker face.
Yellow skin and barely breathing.
You have got a very wrinkly smoker face.
Yellow skin and barely breathing.
A smoker face.
Smoking it, you got him.
A smoker face.
Like a scrunchie.
A smoker face.
Smoke it.
A smoker face.
Yes.
A smoker face.
Stay smoking.
Bitch.